Listen to a conversation between a student and an employee in the university bookstore.
Hi, I bought this book at the beginning of the semester, but something's come up and I'd like to return it.
Well, for a full refund, store policy is that you have to return merchandise 2 weeks from the time it was purchased. But for assigned textbooks or anything having to do with specific courses... Wait, was it for a specific course?
Yeah, but actually...
Well, for course books, the deadline is 4 weeks after the beginning of the semester. So for this fall semester, the deadline was October 1st.
Ouch. Then I missed it. But why October 1st?
I guess the reasoning is that by October 1st, the semester is in full gear, and everyone kind of knows what courses they'll be taking that semester.
I get it. So it's mainly for people who decide to withdraw from, to change to new courses early on.
Exactly. The books have to be in perfect condition, of course. They can't be marked up or looked used in any way. For the full refund, I mean.
Well, but, see, my situation is a little different. I hoped you might be able to make an exception.
Well, the policies are generally pretty rigid, and the semester is almost over.
Okay, here's what happened. I think my professor really miscalculated. Anyway, the syllabus was way too ambitious, in my opinion. There are only 2 weeks of classes left in the semester, and there are, like, 6 books on the syllabus that we haven't even touched.
I see. So you were hoping to return this one?
Yeah, the professor already announced that we won't be reading this one by Jane Bowles, and all the others I bought used.
Jane Bowles? Which book of hers?
It's called Two Serious Ladies.
Oh, but you should keep that one. Are you interested in literature?
Well, I am an English major.
You're lucky to have a professor who includes a lesser-known writer like her on the syllabus. You know, not the usual authors we've all read.
So you really think I...
I do, and especially if you're into literature.
Hmm. Well, this I wasn't expecting. I mean, wow.
I hope you don't think I'm being too pushy. If you prefer, you can return the book and arrange for a store credit. You don't qualify for a refund. Policy is policy, after all. But you can make an exchange, and you can use the credit for your books for next semester. The credit carries over from one semester to the next.
Well, that's good to know, but now I'm really intrigued. I guess that just because we ran out of time to read this book in class doesn't mean that I can't read it on my own time. You know, I think I'll give it a try.